Amber and Tanner in the morning.
Well, we are your morning show on Froggy 92.9.
But you can listen to us any time of the day with Amber and Tanner on demand.
On any podcast platform, froggy929.com, the Froggy 92.9 app.
And every Saturday morning on the radio.
Sonoma County's number one morning show, anytime, anywhere. And right now, here's the best of Amber and Tanner.
Have you ever bought something just to find out that it was grossly expired? Before the show yesterday, I went and got myself a canned coffee.
Okay.
You know, I was feeling real tired. I was like, I need a canned coffee, like one of those like triple shot coffees or whatever.
Yeah, those are crazy.
And I got it. I pulled up in the parking lot here at Froggy, opened the can, took a giant gulp of it, and just a mountain of mold went in my mouth when it happened.
No!
And it's not very often I do this, but I did like a full spit take and spit it all over my car.
That's traumatic.
I mean, that has never happened to me. And I looked at the expiration date and it wasn't expired for like another couple of months. So I was wondering if like something happened, something was weird. I get it, stuff happens, but there should never be a mountain of mold in something you buy.
It just must have gotten exposed, or there was like a tiny hole in the can, because it's milk-based, right?
Yeah.
It has cream and sugar and all that kind of good stuff in it. The same thing happened to me with spinach. I bought this like giant tub of spinach recently, put it in my eggs, and I was like, something smells weird, and it's not like an egg smell.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked in the box, and the spinach was like all wilted and slimy.
Oh, God.
I checked the expiration date, and the expiration date was fine. It was not expired, technically. So I think there just must have been some like exposure to the product that caused it to go bad.
Ever since that happened yesterday, I'm sniff testing everything before I eat it. I'm just like,
oh gosh, you're that traumatized.
I think for the rest of my life now, after that mountain of mold that happened, I'm going to have to sniff taste
that. You talked about it all day yesterday.
It
you
bothered
really
me.
Worried about your stomach. And I would be too, honestly. You're not wrong.
My stomach's been a little messed up. Thankfully, I haven't got sick or anything. But
okay.
We asked you this on Facebook, facebook.com/AmberAndTanner in the morning. Have you ever bought a food and maybe found out that it was expired after the fact?
Julie from Novato says, I hope you took a picture and called the company for one free year of mold-free coffee.
I'm never drinking canned coffee ever again. I don't think I can do it. I don't even want it. Cindy from Sebastopol said, I bought some turkey sausage once, and it was a year over expiration.
Oh my gosh, somebody forgot to throw that out.
A year?
Ew. That was hiding in the back of the freezer section.
Yeah.
Dominic from Middletown says, tapioca pudding. Not a good aftermath.
Oh, tapioca pudding's like the worst thing because the consistency is already kind of strange.
I've never even had that before.
You've never had tapioca pudding?
No.
Well, we're going to have to change that.
Amber and Tanner
on demand.
Every Saturday morning starting at 6 a.m. Want even more?
Yes.
Listen on your favorite podcast platform now.
Woohoo!
Including the Froggy 92.9 app.
I hurt myself today.
I sprained my ankle on Friday.
Oh, no.
It's bad. So, Tater, you and I went to an F45 celebration in La Crema.
Yeah.
It's to celebrate the challengers. Well, after I left, I went to dinner at Fog Belt Brewing in Santa Rosa. They have the best pretzel bites. I told you I was craving them. I was so excited
to go. You're
craving
them all dang day.
I hadn't had them in so long because I've been on this challenge. So I figured I'd reward myself. Except it didn't turn out how I wanted to. I met a dog there who I bonded with and really liked. And I was saying goodbye to that dog as I was leaving. And I was turned around talking to the dog, kept walking, walked off a curb, twisted my ankle because I was wearing high-heeled booties, so I wasn't able to catch myself. I was on the ground.
You fell?
I fell. I had to bail out. I had to, or else I think I would have broken my ankle. So I just bailed, like caught myself with my hands. And I laid there while my friend was just laughing at me hysterically. And I mean,
it is funny when someone takes a tumble.
And I kept saying like, no, I'm really hurt. Like, please help me. I was like, I hurt my ankle. It hurts. And finally they were like, oh, okay. Do you want me to go get the car? And I was like, I think I can make it. But at first, like, she really did not believe me.
Yeah.
And then I, like, took off my shoe, and it was, like, starting to swell.
Oh, God.
And it's going to be okay. I can't wear a shoe right now because it's so swollen. So I'm in socks and sandals yet again today.
Are you okay? Do I need to get you a cane?
No. Well, if it's cool one, I'll take it. But yeah, I feel like this has happened to me so much that I've hurt myself and no one really believed me.
Yeah,
so
didn't you fall off a curb before and like hurt yourself? A very similar situation.
Dang, I didn't know you were going to bring that up. Yeah, no, exactly. I tripped and broke my foot. The same foot. No, it was the other one. Can you tell how many times I've injured my ankles?
You need to be careful around curbs.
I need to be put into a bubble.
Yeah, no kidding.
Like, invent some sort of bubble shoe.
My guess is why your friend didn't, like, react is because did you, like, handle it okay? You're like, because some people, when they fall and hurt themselves, they'll be like, oh, my God. And the fact that maybe you handled it a little bit more cool than other people, they didn't think you were hurt.
I guess, but I don't know. Maybe I was in shock at first. I was like, no, I'm fine. I'm okay. I was not okay. So has this ever happened to you? Like a similar situation?
I broke every single bone in my right hand.
Thank gosh.
And my brother told me, don't worry about it. It's just bruised. And I played 2 football games with an entirely shattered hand.
That's bad.
And so.
That's bad.
Very dramatic, but I feel bad for you. Because you were in pain and, like, did you have to drive home?
No, my friend
drove
home.
Okay, very cool.
But we're okay. I'm putting ice on it. I'm keeping it elevated. I'm wearing socks and sandals. So we're getting through it.
This is Amber and Tanner on demand. Miss something from the show this week? Catch up on Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. or on the new Froggy 92.9 app.
In case you missed it, the Grammys were last night. It was a very big night for music. But here on this show, we like to have our own award ceremony. And I know what you're asking, Amber and Tanner, why? Because we never win awards. So we got to give each other awards.
Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah.
But you know what? We're here to support each other, I guess.
And now it's time for the ATM Spontaneous Award Ceremony. We each are going to give each other an award, and we spontaneously have to give a speech. Now, we don't know what the awards are. We have 30 seconds, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
How spontaneous of us.
Would you like your award first?
Sure, I'll take my award.
And the Lifetime Achievement Award for Best Trips Over a Curb goes to Miss Amber Henderson.
Yeah! I have to say, I knew this was coming. Just want to thank all the curbs out there for keeping me on my knees and my hands when I'm falling. And I just want to thank my knees and my hands for supporting me during all these falls. And thanks to my grandma ankles that continuously let me down. That's how I got this award. And I just want to say I'm the best at tripping over curbs. You're welcome.
Woo! And that was 28 seconds, so you crushed it.
I was running out of things to say. All right, Tanner.
I'm ready.
You ready for your award?
Let's do it.
And the award for buying something ridiculous with a stimulus check goes to Tanner Chambers.
Oh, my gosh. You know, there's so many great nominees for this award. You know, my co-host Amber Henderson's buying ridiculous things to inspire me. But I want to humbly accept this award. For not only myself, but for Sonoma County. Did I need to buy that acoustic guitar? Absolutely not. Did my quarter-life crisis say to do it? Absolutely. I would like to thank my friends at Redwood Credit Union for flagging my purchases and saying, did you really purchase this? Because I, as much as my bank, were surprised. I'd like to thank my peers, my loved ones, for always believing in my ability to buy stupid stuff that I don't need. Thank you.
This is Amber and Tanner on demand. Miss something from the show this week? Catch up on Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. or on the new Froggy 92.9 app.
How do you get through work during the day? A new study says that you should take lots of micro breaks. And if your boss calls you out on it, just say, I'm slacking off for the company.
Yeah.
This is for the best.
I'm going to be more productive after I'm on my Facebook page.
So, Tanner, you said something really interesting earlier that you do during the day to kind of like reset yourself so you can come back feeling better and do your job even greater.
So I live like 5 minutes away from work. So sometimes on my lunch break, I'll run home, take a shower, change my clothes, and come back.
Okay.
And that just resets myself. I don't know what it is. I learned it from NFL players. They do it during the Super Bowl, and I was
Cool.
I mean, I'm not in the Super Bowl or anything, but I can give it a shot, and I like it a lot.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah,
especially
great.
If you're doing sports, you don't want to be, like, sticky all day.
Yeah, or a radio show. Just kidding.
Well, what's something you do to get through the work day? Maybe a little micro break. We asked this at facebook.com/AmberandTanner in the morning.
Danny from Santa Rosa said, I usually have my second cup of coffee around 10 a.m., which I notice helps me get through the day. I have a third at 1 p.m. if things are really tough. I like that, like scheduling like coffee here, so you're like managing your levels throughout the day.
Exactly. They say you don't want to drink coffee like after 2 or 3 or something like that. So Heather from Petaluma says, I actually go to the gym on my lunch break. It helps me feel more relaxed for the rest of the work day.
And Tom from Cloverdale said, I'm like Tanner. I love to shower in the middle of the day.
Oh, great.
It's great. I would really recommend it.
I'm gonna do it. All right, we want to hear from you right now. What's something you do to help you get through the work day?
6361-HOP. Give us a call right now.
Michael from Sebastopol. I've heard energy drinks.
Oh, yeah. I suck down those things like nobody's business.
I do, too. I suck them down, like, daily.
Do they
like
work?
4 or 5 a day. Most of the time, yeah.
Yeah, I do the green tea one because it's apparently better for you than, like, the normal ones.
Yeah.
And it works sometimes.
Yeah.
Got about 50-50 shot.
It works sometimes.
What do you do for a living, Michael, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm a truck driver.
Oh, that makes sense. So you got to be on the road and be alert, and those help you out, I'm sure.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, safe travels, my friend.
Thank you for everything you do.
Amber and Tanner on demand. Every Saturday morning starting at 6 a.m. Want even more? Listen on your favorite podcast platform now, including the Froggy 92.9 app.
You know, I was on Instagram yesterday, and some people were posting about red flags and relationships. If they do this, it's a red flag. Red flag this, red flag that. And I got sick and tired of it. And I'm a single dude, and, you know, if anyone's going to be a hater about that stuff, it's probably me. What about those green flags in a relationship? What are those things about your significant other that you knew they would continually be your boo thing?
Okay.
Do you have anything you're engaged now.
As far as I know, I think I am.
Did you have anything early in you and Cole's relationship that made you realize maybe this was the one?
That's such a good question, Tanner. I like that you're bringing this up. I remember Cole, my fiance, wanted a beer at a restaurant. It's very early on. But I wanted margaritas. And instead of ordering a pitcher of beer, he ordered us a pitcher of margaritas.
That's how you know it's meant to be.
And all my friends were like, oh, he's a keeper. It's putting your partner's wants before your own and that kind of stuff. And he enjoys margaritas, but that day he wanted beer. But I don't know if he wanted to impress me or just really cared about me enough to order the pitcher of margaritas.
Love by Margarita, the Amber and Cole story, coming to a theater near you. That's awesome. No, seriously, I mean, I think that's such a good point where putting someone else's needs before your own, that's definitely a green flag.
Yeah, for sure.
And so we asked you this on Facebook, facebook.com/froggy929. What was a green flag in your relationship? Something you knew that this was a person that you wanted to be with.
Pate from Sebastopol says, they genuinely like being able to do things to help you out and vice versa. She knows that's a green flag.
Brandon from Santa Rosa said, taking embarrassing stuff in stride. I threw up on my wife and I's first date, and she was really cool about it.
Aww, I've heard things like that, too.
Yeah.
That's a really good one. You know they're good when they do stuff like that.
Yeah.
Michelle from Ukiah says, my husband and I have endless conversations. There's nothing we can't talk about, nothing. First time we ever chatted on the phone, we talked for 6 hours.
Dang.
A green flag for sure.
It's Amber and Tanner.
On demand.
The best of the week, right now on Froggy 92.9.
I got this text from my grandma yesterday. Tanner, I sent it to you. You're busy at the time, but I want to know what you think. This text from my grandma said, Amber, grandma is making some changes, and I think I'm going to need your social security number. Can you give it to me?
Ooh, over a text message?
Yeah.
That's a little suspicious.
What do you think? Do you think it was a scam?
I think she was in a situation, a robber was like, I need Amber social. No, I'm just kidding. I think she didn't know, like, to call you. You were at work at the time, and she just wanted to text you it instead.
I had no idea why she needed it. I was shocked. So we actually asked about this on our Instagram at Amber and Tanner in the morning. Do you think this is a scam? What are the results?
82% of people said yes, they do think it's a scam. And only 18% of people voted no, it's not a scam. I'm with that 18% of people. I think because it came from your grandma's phone, did you check the phone number like before? Did someone like sneak in your phone, put grandma in your phone?
Yeah, so then we asked on Instagram, those who voted no, why do you think that? And at Lauren Sanson said the same thing you did. She said, because it came from your grandma's phone.
Yeah.
That's how you know.
You got to be careful, though. I'm glad that you were cautious about the situation, because if you remember, I got scammed from someone trying to refinance my student loans a couple months ago, and it happens more than you think.
Well, looks like Laura Sansom is right. It wasn't a scam. I actually called my grandma immediately, and I was like, is everything okay? And, you know, it was definitely her. It was her voice, but I didn't know if she was in a situation or what was going on. Maybe someone stole her phone.
That could have happened.
You know?
Oh, I didn't even think about
but
that.
But also, it was like the way she calls herself grandma. She goes, Amber, grandma needs you to drive her to the grocery store or like whatever.
Yeah.
So the way she like
that's
framed,
so sweet, by the way.
The way she framed the text, I kind of knew it was her, but
yeah.
Still, like, you never know what the situation is.
It wasn't like, hey, yo, Amber, need that SSN, and, fire emoji, fire emoji, fire emoji.
Exactly. So she said, I knew I should have called you. And it turns out she's just making me an account, a beneficiary for something, and she needed my info. So I was like, I'm happy to help with that. But you scared me, Grandma.
Yeah.
You scared me.
Well, that's huge that you're now a beneficiary for her. Like, that's a huge step for your relationship and your life. So.
Yeah. Yeah, my grandpa passed away a couple years ago, and she needed to get it changed. So
yeah.
She's putting me on there.
On the radio and in your pocket. Download Amber and Tanner on demand right now on your favorite podcast app. Amber and Tanner, Sonoma County's number one morning show. Only on Froggy 92.9.
What is a food you will eat until you get sick, but you simply do not care? In the past week, I have hurt myself so good twice. And I always complain. I feel bad for Amber because I'm like, oh, my stomach hurts. I don't know what's going on. But I do it to myself.
Every morning.
And I need to start being responsible for myself. One, I drank a large milkshake from In-N-Out, and I'm lactose intolerant. Why do I do this to myself? Yeah, I am stupid. Why do I do this to myself? I was looking forward to it all day, and I was like, this is going to suck later. I was so sick. Also, yes.
I don't know why you do it.
And I came back with it, and you were like, ooh, that's not a good idea. And then yesterday, I ate 4 racks of sushi.
What's a rack of sushi?
I guess a roll of sushi. I like to say racks, though. And then I was getting sick while I was eating it, and I didn't care. I was like, you know, I'm here on a mission. I'm going to finish it. And I was sick this morning. Why do I do this to myself?
Yeah, you walked in. You're like, ooh. I was like, are you okay? You're like, I ate sushi last night. Again?
Again.
I've seen people take down some all-you-can-eat sushi.
I'll call
her out. My friend Sydney from Sebastopol.
Call her out.
That girl can eat some sushi. She's like, and then she comes over to mine. She's like, is that all you're going to, you can eat all that?
You're like, can I have some of that ceviche roll?
I'm like, oh my gosh, okay.
Do you do that with any food whatsoever, or am I kind of just weird?
No, you're not weird for eating things till you hurt, because I'll do it with french fries, tater tots, mashed potatoes, like any form of potato. I'm just like, yes.
Like,
I love it.
You eat so much potato, you actually turn into a potato.
I'm pretty much a couch potato. So, yeah.
We asked you this on Facebook.com/Amber and Tanner in the morning. What food will you eat until you get sick, but you don't care?
Stacy from Windsor says, I hate getting sick, so no, food is worth it.
Boo, no fun. Tammy from Santa Rosa said, crab at Crab Feeds. Yay. I miss the good old Crab Feeds, and next year I'm going to be going to some for sure.
You know what? Last year was before the pandemic, so what, like 2 years ago was my first experience at Crab Feeds.
Yeah, with the Sonoma County Sheriff's Office. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, exactly. So Danielle from Owner Park says that she loves sushi, too. She said, sushi. I've literally thrown up from overeating before and went back in and ate more.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
Do you have a funny mouse story you'd like to share with us? If so, call us at 636-1-HOP. chatting with a coworker last week, Tanner. I don't remember if you were part of this conversation or not, about how he found a mouse in his house. Band name, I call it. And he said he made his wife get it. He's like, I called my wife in there. I was like, you have to get this. I don't want to touch it. And it just made me think of this time that I found a little mouse in one of my clothing drawers when I was like 14.
Ooh, that's the last place you want it to be.
It was like squirming around and stuff. And I ran to go get my dad. And my dad said, it's just a little mouse. Just get it. I was like, are you kidding me? I'm not touching that thing. So I ended up having to get my big brother to help me. And it was chaos.
Yeah.
It was chaos because it kept running down the drawers. And we kept like shutting the door to kind of trap it.
That mouse was probably so freaked out.
Oh, my God. Well, we were freaked out.
Oh, yeah.
We finally got it too. Out. So, Tanner, do you have any funny mouse horror stories?
I had indoor-outdoor cats growing up. And those cats would bring treats under my brother and I's beds. And so oftentimes when you're cleaning underneath your bed, you'd find a rat that's been there.
Crispy a little bit?
A little bit.
That's pretty gross.
My brother was cleaning underneath his bed and found a rat. And so his little brother, me, grabbed a shovel to get it out. My brother was like freaked out by mice. And so I shoveled the mouse off the carpet and started chasing him around with it. And he was like, oh my God! He was like 18 when this happened,
gosh.
Too. And I dropped the mouse with the shovel right on a white rug. And my mom was so mad.
All right, we want to hear from you. Do you have a funny mouse story you want to share with us?
6361-HOP. Who do we have on the line, Amber?
Lee from Sebastopol. What happened?
When I was in fifth grade, we were reading that story. Do you remember the tale of Despero or whatever about the mouse with the really big ears?
Yeah.
So we were reading that story in fifth grade, and one of the kids went to go to the bathroom, and we just heard this scream from the bathroom, and he comes out, and he's like, there's a mouse with really big ears in the bathroom. My teacher went to go grab it, and seriously, a mouse with the biggest ears I've ever seen.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
What's the biggest bet or gamble that you have ever lost? March Madness begins today, and many of us are going to be gambling, including Matt Stell.
My favorite part of March Madness is gambling. I can't wait to fill out a bracket and allocate some funds. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to put my livelihood in the hands of college kids. Can't wait.
Since March Madness didn't happen last year, people are gambling like crazy this year. $8.5 billion are on the line gambling-wise from the tournament. Isn't that insane?
I mean, I guess it's because people are bored and actually care about it this year. I don't know.
$8.5 billion. That is so much money.
We could save the economy with that.
Have you ever made a big bet or even maybe a gamble and lost it?
The only one I could think of was like one time my fiance and I bet on like a stupid fact. It was like, how long do elephants live? Whoever is the closest has to pay for this expensive dinner tonight. And my fiance watches a lot of nature shows. So of course he was right, and I end up having to pay like for this $200 dinner.
I like that bet. It kind of makes it fun. You guys go out and do something. I mean, the $200 not so much, but
right.
That's a lot healthier than like what my brother and I did growing up. My brother and I's always competed against each other, and we'd play the video game Madden. It's an NFL football video game.
Yeah.
And I was feeling confident one day, and I said, "Okay, whoever wins gets to throw the football the hardest we can at the other person, and they can't flinch and they can't catch it." I lost, and I had a black eye for about a month.
Dang, you gotta make the gamble benefit you somehow.
I know. I was feeling a little cocky, and I learned a hard lesson. Want to hear from you right now. What's the biggest gamble or bet you ever lost? We asked you this on Instagram at Amber and Tanner in the Morning.
Santa Money from Santa Rosa says, love.
Aw.
It's really sad.
Aw. You'll be okay. Hang in there.
Yeah.
Dan from Sebastopol said, I bet on the 49ers on our last Super Bowl and lost $550. My wife was not happy.
Oh, Dan. Marcy from Petaluma says, when we were kids, I bet my brother that I double jump on the trampoline higher than our gutters. I made it, but I ripped a hole in the trampoline. I guess we both lost.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
Have you ever done anything maybe you consider a little fraudulent. Asking this because I just read the story about a guy out of Michigan. He reportedly photoshopped a photo of John Krasinski on a driver's license in an effort to steal like unemployment benefits or something like that. It didn't work because a lot of people have seen The Office and know what Jim looks like.
Yeah, they're like, Jim? What are you going to do next? Put my stapler in Jello?
I know. So the face swap was quickly flagged, yeah. And the guy's claim was denied for unemployment benefits. But have you done anything like this, Tanner? Be honest.
I've done a few things, but
some sketchy stuff, huh?
One thing I will admit is I was really annoyed that we had to pay for laundry in my freshman year college dorm. And so I looked up the serial number to the actual, like, laundry machine.
Yeah.
And I found out a way to reset it so I didn't have to pay. I had to like open the door twice, like push in a code and open it one more time, then put my stuff in. Never paid for laundry.
Oh, nice.
I feel kind of bad though admitting that.
Not if you feel like they were ripping you off anyway, right?
Yeah, I shared a room with someone. They charged me like $1,500 a month.
Gosh.
I was like, I'm not paying for laundry. I'm not doing that.
Reasonable, right?
Yeah.
So I kind of did something like this. It's something I'm not proud of, and I hate to throw my friend Heather under the bus. But one day, I forgot to get a permission slip signed. This was like our senior year in high school. I forgot to get a permission slip signed. We were going to the bank that day, and my friend Heather goes, do you want me to sign it for you? I was like,
How?
They're going to know. She was like, not if I write like something crazy like Peter Pan in my handwriting. They're never going to be able to read it. And I was like, let's do it. So we swapped permission slips and we both signed Peter Pan in like really crazy handwriting. We turned it in and we never got caught.
Well, now your school is going to contact you and be like, Amber Henderson, it's going down.
No, Peter Pan. That's our real parent's name. Duh.
Amber and Tanner
on demand
every Saturday morning starting at 6 a.m. Want even more?
Yes.
Listen on your favorite podcast platform now.
Woo-hoo!
Including the Froggy 92.9 app.
Have you ever injured yourself while trying to clean your home? Amber, I told you when I bought this Roomba, I was a little nervous about it.
Okay, why though?
The robots are going to take over someday.
It's true.
I was a little uncomfortable having a robot in my home, and would you guess it? It tried to take me out over the weekend. It's coming for me.
What do you mean? What happened?
I was just, I had my Roomba doing its thing, and I was cooking in my kitchen. I took a step back. I stepped on my Roomba accidentally. Typically, you'd expect it to maybe stop or make a noise or something like that. No, this thing went like a NASCAR race, just went zoom. And for the first time in my life, I did the splits. And I'm not happy about it.
You did a split?
I did a split, yeah. Just
what?
My legs went complete the opposite way and just slammed myself in my kitchen.
How long did you sit there?
Well,
in pain.
While in the splits, only about 2 seconds because
okay.
I was going to like rip a tendon or something. But I did lay on my ground for about 5 minutes. Just like, oh my God.
Pulled your groin.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry that happened.
What makes me mad is the dang Roomba, when it goes on the wrong type of carpet, it stops. But when I step on it, it goes,
yeah.
And I hurt myself.
It knew. Apparently, you've been mistreating Karen. Is that its name?
Yeah, I named it Karen, and Karen did me dirty.
Maybe you shouldn't have named it Karen. Maybe that's where you went wrong.
It did pull a Karen move.
Yeah. I think that was your first mistake. The second one was trusting it.
Yeah. You know, I want to put the thing in a closet now. I don't trust it anymore. Be like, bad robot.
I've been injured while cleaning before, so
yeah.
It happens. It's okay. I've been cleaning my bathtub, and like the side of the tub was wet, and my hand slipped, and I fell like into the tub.
Oof.
It was rough.
I bet.
Hit my head.
You hit your head?
Yeah, I'm okay, though.
Someone's got to...
I mean, maybe not in the long run.
Someone's got to, like, buy us helmets or something. Like, we get injured a lot.
Pete from Petaluma called in and said that I do need helmets, so make that too, Pete.
We reached out to you on Instagram at Froggy929. How did you injure yourself while you were cleaning?
Looks like XSarahWilson4711 says, not me, but a friend broke her ankle tripping on the vacuum cleaner cord.
Oof.
You got to watch out for those cleaner cords.
It's Amber and Tanner.
On demand.
The best of the week, right now on Froggy 92.9.
What are some creative ways you have celebrated a pandemic birthday?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
My fiance's birthday's coming up. It's tomorrow.
Happy early birthday, Mr. Cole.
Mr. Cole, I just looked at the calendar. I was like, oh my gosh,
It's tomorrow.
For the past, this will be the third birthday that he really didn't get to do what he wanted. So 2 years ago, we were moving across the country during his birthday.
Yeah.
We were in a U-Haul. And then next
year. What state
year,
were you in? Like Arkansas or something?
Yeah, I think so, actually. The worst state. And this past March, we were in a lockdown for 3 months.
Yeah.
We couldn't leave our house. So this year, when things are opening back up, I've been wanting to do something, you know, really special. I made a reservation at a restaurant. I'm also making people send in videos from like across the country, like all his friends and family, to, you know, show him that we all still care, even though we're in a pandemic. So I'm going to mash those together.
He doesn't have a Facebook wall for people to wish him happy birthday. So
exactly.
This is a cool way. I really like that. That's genius.
So what did you do for your pandemic birthday last year, Tanner? Your birthday's in August.
I didn't celebrate my birthday last year.
You didn't?
I didn't at all. But what I wanted to do and what I'll probably do for my next birthday is book an Airbnb like in the woods. And, like, you can maybe bring Remy, your dog, and, like, go, like, glamping in a cool way. I've been wanting to do that since I moved here. So that's what I would suggest.
So you're going to do that for your birthday coming up?
Yeah, for myself. Going to go in
the
woods. Yeah.
Gosh. Why not? I can't believe it's already March.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is, too, is that Airbnb out in the woods is, like, the same for, like, a hotel or something like that. So it's just kind of cool to get out in wilderness for a bit.
Well, hopefully you're able to celebrate this year. I'm really curious what other people are doing, like what creative ways you're celebrating pandemic birthdays. So we asked about this on our Facebook page, facebook.com/froggy929.
Don from Santa Rosa said, we drove out to the coast to get fish and chips and clam chowder. Then we ate it in our truck with our dogs watching the ocean.
Aww.
So
that sounds
romantic.
Really nice.
Yeah.
Danielle from Roanoke Park says, my husband threw me a birthday party on Animal Crossing last year.
I've never played Animal Crossing, but it sounds fun.
Sounds cool.
And Caitlin from Katati says, we threw a drive-through parade for my 8-year-old last year. Now, that is so cool. I've seen that quite a bit.
I don't know if that Cole would like a drive-through parade, but it might work.
Amber and Tanner on demand on Froggy 92.9.
What is your favorite non-breakfast food to have for breakfast? We asked you this on Instagram. You can contribute to the Instagram story at Froggy929.
It looks like Sophia from Santa Rosa says hot Cheetos. Okay.
Yeah. Respect that. Caitlin from Novato said spaghetti.
Gianna from Sebastopol says, my 2-year-old loves chips and hummus for breakfast. Oh, that sounds amazing.
You're going to give that one a shot?
Yeah, I will.
Bringing this up because I've discovered a life hack, and I'm sure someone has done it before, but I'm going to just say that I'm owning this already.
Okay.
I will have leftover pizza, right? I'll cut a hole in the pizza, put it on a frying pan, and crack an egg on it.
That sounds delicious.
In the hole. It is so dang good. I'm calling it Tanza, and don't knock until you try it. It is the best thing I've had in a really long time.
I told you I used to get this pizza back in my hometown that had a over easy egg on it.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Or an over medium egg on it as well.
Well, I'm going to have to call them and, you know, they have to patent that through me
they
because
might
it's
have
the
to,
Tanza.
Yeah. You might have to get that changed to Tanza. How long have you been thinking about this?
Probably about 48 hours.
What should I call it? I'm going to try the Tanza one day.
You should try it. Don't knock until you try it, because I was just feeling a little spontaneous. I was feeling a little crazy, and so I gave it a shot, and it ended up, because I have cold pizza all the time for breakfast. That's just my lifestyle, and I think it's great. So
you're regular at Domino's.
Oh yeah, more than a regular. It's at the point where they like know who I am every time, and it's kind of out of hand.
Well, you also ate something this morning that I'm interested in trying. It was rice and eggs mixed together.
Wasn't bad.
I might put soy sauce in it and try it for breakfast.
Let's get crazy.
I
Let's
love
do
soy
it.
Sauce.
Do you have any non-breakfast foods that you absolutely love having during breakfast time?
I will literally eat anything for breakfast.
Like ribs?
Yeah. Like
really?
If someone brought in ribs right now, I'd eat them. I don't turn down food.
On the radio and in your pocket. Download Amber and Tanner on demand right now on your favorite podcast app. Amber and Tanner, Sonoma County's number one morning show. Only on Froggy 92.9.
Ever seen or heard of a wedding disaster? Tanner and I have this crazy story for you. A bride and her bridal party were recently traveling to a Las Vegas church when their limousine caught on fire.
Oh my
so
God.
The blaze actually started under the driver's seat. What all happened after that, Tanner?
The driver pulled over as the bridal party quickly exited the limo. It was completely engulfed in flames moments later.
Oh, gosh.
Thank God for that driver. Replacement limo was sent to take the bridal party to the church, and a mechanical issue is what caused the fire.
Luckily, everyone's okay, but can you imagine, like, going to your wedding?
It's supposed to be the happiest day of your life.
Your limo catches on fire? What the heck?
Is that a sign?
No, I don't think so.
See, I would interpret that as a sign. I'd be like, oh, maybe this isn't the best idea right now.
I don't know. I've been to some weddings where it's like rained or been unbearably hot, mm-hmm. and like they ran out of cake, like little things like that.
Yeah.
But nothing this disastrous.
I kind of have something in the middle between you and this limousine story.
Okay.
It's not a Chambers family wedding unless the cops come. At least once.
I would say that's a disaster.
Yeah, you'd say so. Someone's always fighting, doing something stupid.
That's not supposed to happen at a wedding. It's supposed to be a happy day.
It happens at every single wedding I've been to in my family.
Oh, well, great.
Not proud of that, by the way, but it happens.
I wouldn't put that on your resume, yeah. All right, well, we want to hear from you. Looks like we got someone on the line. Wedding disasters, we want to hear the stories.
Here's Christina from Petaluma.
When I had my second wedding, I was pregnant, and we had a scare, and we got rushed to the hospital. We had a scare, thought the baby was coming, and evidently he wasn't coming, so we had to leave my wedding reception just to go to the hospital.
Oh, my God.
And we had my family, his family, and I'm like, I said, it's time to go, and then we go to the hospital. Come to find out, I was dilated maybe a centimeter, wasn't ready to deliver yet, so they sent me home. The reception was over right after I went to the hospital.
Amber and Tanner.
On demand.
Every Saturday morning starting at 6 a.m. Want even more? Listen on your favorite podcast platform now, including the Froggy 92.9 app.
Are thank you cards a thing of the past or something we should still do today? We asked you this on Facebook, facebook.com/froggy929.
Thomas from Healdsburg has a very interesting opinion about thank you cards. Thomas said, writing thank you notes is a thing of the past. Who has time for that? He questions. People used to write thank you cards because they weren't able to text people. Use technology to your advantage, William says. Thomas says.
Interesting. So I'm still learning about this. And my question to you, Amber, before we get to the phones, is do you just like ask for people's addresses? Like, our friend Paul took me shooting one time, and I think that would be something that would be, like, a thank you card worthy. So I'm just like, hey, what's your address? Like, is that kind of creepy?
No, okay. No. So, and if they ask why, what's up, just be like, I just want to send you something special. And if you're close with them, that's totally fine. You know, I ask for people's addresses all the time. I bought my friend something recently, like a bath bomb, and randomly asked for her address. So,
see, I need to start doing stuff like that. I need to start being better about things like that.
You know, I think it's important these days, and I think that just because you have the thought that it's good.
I want to hear from you right now. Do you think thank you cards are important?
Call us 636-1-HOP.
Rosie from Windsor. I think to mention about the thank you card, I don't think it should be a thing of the past because it's just shown how really we all have gotten sort of lazy about not doing an appropriate thank you. And a text is just not very personal anymore.
Yeah, I mean, you're sitting down, you're grabbing a pen, and you're writing out a letter with your bare hand. I'm learning now because, like, I'm just learning about how to be a nicer person, I suppose, that it really means a lot to someone.
And it does, because a lot of our elders grew up, you know, writing letters to us, sending us birthday cards and holiday cards.
Yeah.
And a lot of people appreciate having that little sentiment of, look at what my kid wrote to me, or, you know, a granddaughter wrote to me, or, you know, a lot of people appreciate being able to feel a little bit, I think it makes them feel a little bit more important.
Exactly. And, you know, I think it's all comes down to how we were raised. Like, it's
Absolutely.
Not necessarily Tanner's fault that he, you know, doesn't write thank you cards. Like, your ex was like, hey, write a thank you card. That's probably just how she was raised, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I was like, what? People
new,
do that?
It's a new concept.
Yeah.
And now I feel guilty because, like, relatives sent me, like, graduation, you know, cards and stuff like that. And I never wrote a thank you card back, and I feel kind of like a jerk.
Don't feel guilty and don't feel like a jerk because it's not too late to start.
Yeah, true that. Exactly.
I'm going to start filling those bad boys out. I don't know for what, but I'll figure it out.
You got this.
This is Amber and Tanner on demand. Miss something from the show this week? Catch up on Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. or on the new Froggy 92.9 app.
What should be my consequences if I fail? Call us right now at 6361-HOP. What I'm talking about is I'm doing another fitness challenge with F45 Fitness in Bennett Valley. It's a 45-day challenge where you work out 5 times a week. They send you meal plans. It's a really healthy way to lose weight. This past challenge, I lost 5 pounds. I want to double that. I want to try to lose 10 pounds.
Get them 10-pound hitters, man. It's it's hard.
Well, I don't know what 10-pound hitters are.
Honestly,
but
I don't either. I don't either.
Do you think? Well, first of all, do you think I could do it? Is it possible to lose 10 pounds in
45
days? I think
it's absolutely you can do it. I think you probably gained so much muscle on the first challenge that you did, you know, working out every single day and stuff like that. And muscle weighs more than fat. Once you build that muscle base, then all that fat just shreds off.
Well, thanks for making me feel better.
Yeah.
You know, I did lose 3 inches in my waist. I was like, I was really proud of myself because it's been really hard for me to lose weight, especially with Taco Bell across the street over here.
It's tempting. Oh, I know.
I can smell it right now.
That makes me gain 5 pounds every day.
So I want to do something to kind of help me lose this weight. What do you think my consequences should be if I don't lose 10 pounds, Tanner?
I got it. You ready?
Yeah.
If you don't lose 10 pounds, it's F45, so you have to run 45 miles in a span of a month.
45 miles?
In a span of a month.
I can't even run down the hallway, Tanner.
Well,
oh, my gosh.
It might motivate you. That's what I'd suggest.
Well, we asked about it on Instagram. Hopefully we have a little more realistic answers.
That's totally realistic. That's probably, like, 1, maybe 2 miles a day.
It's probably doable. So we asked on our Instagram at Amber and Tanner in the morning, what should the consequences be if I fail this fitness challenge?
At flat, Fowler.
Four.
Four, Fowler. It's one of those mornings for me, man. Said if she fails, she has to do a week of workouts with Dano. So you'll run 45 miles in a week if you follow that.
Yeah, this guy wants me to die. Yeah. I don't know. I don't like you, Jay. Monica 17 says that I should donate $100 to charity if I fail.
I like that. That's very cool. And Ashley SC 1986 says that you have to teach a class at F45.
That would honestly be the worst one. I'm so awkward. But here's what I think I should do. I should teach a class at F45, but you and Dano have to be the ones I teach.
Why do I have to suffer because you didn't succeed in your challenge? That's not fair.
Oh, no.
You've been listening to Amber and Tanner on demand. Hit next episode to hear even more now. Join in live every weekday morning from 5 a.m. to 10 a.m. as Amber and Tanner take your phone calls on Froggy 92.9 on the radio.